New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority threatening to go to its doomsday plan without federal help, looking for $12 billion in aid from a deadlocked Congress. Short of a bailout, the city's facing 22,000 municipal layoffs, about 6.5% of its workforce.
During the height of the pandemic, my husband was furloughed along with thousands of his co-workers.
New Jersey officials updating their state's unemployment numbers, calling them jaw-dropping. More than 1.5 million state workers filed unemployment claims over the past 5 months. Today, a relief package announced to help daycares and working parents as the state works to identify areas facing the greatest need.
And the two big ones are child care providers need assistance to remain open, and secondly, our families need assistance to afford new and increasing expenses.
All this as the entire region struggles over getting children back to school. In New York, it'll be a blended plan. Students will have two teachers, one each for in-person and remote learning. But tonight, the union representing school administrators calls that idea, starting September 10th, indefensible, saying regrettably the DOE has now created a potential staffing crisis with just 2 weeks to go before the first day of school. So even as the curve is flattening in the nation's most populous region, the full weight of the collateral damage is just beginning to be felt. New York's Democratic governor leaving little doubt this week where he places the blame.
The COVID problem in New York was a direct result of the negligence of the federal government.
Now, the Trump administration continues to dismiss criticism of its response to the COVID pandemic, pointing out that any stimulus money, it remains tied up in Congress, which is deadlocked right now. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.